I want to talk to you a little bit about some things that have happened. And the reason I'm going to do this is because I'm thinking about including this actually on the recording in the channel. I was walking through the rainforest, and Cryon starts to give me indications, as often happens, that he wants to talk about the weather. And if that's the case, we might very well have, for the first time, a channel that is weather-specific, and I don't think Cryon has ever done that before. And so, what I want to do is let you know some fun things, and we have the time. Those who have followed the Cryon work for any length at all have heard, I think, the story that weather changes when we do excursions with channels. And if it hadn't happened over and over and over and over, it'd be something that would be kind of eye-rolling for lots of people, because the idea of us changing the weather is pretty grandiose. And it's not necessarily something metaphysical that I have always subscribed to, but it's happened, and it's happened like repeatedly, and it's happened in some just really amazing places that are known for bad weather. Now, these are not necessarily in order, but I wanted to tell you the times that it's taken place that have been astonishing to me. So I made a little list here, and that's what I wanted to do, was to read these. I think one of the first ones was around Cape Horn. Now, I don't know if you remember, if you know your geography, but Cape Horn is probably one of the most treacherous areas for shipping in the world. And we did a cruise around Cape Horn in the months that we're able to do that. I think there are 3 months where you're able to do that. We've done like almost 11, I think it's 11 cruises so far in the Cryon history. And sure enough, what happened was what happened today. Now, we are, for anybody listening here, we are in Tasmania. And the Cape Horn cleared up so dramatically that the captain of the cruise liner was so enamored with it, he says, "I've never seen this." And so he cruised around Cape Horn 2 times, blowing his horn. I'll never forget that. And it, you know, made us late for the port and the whole routine. But he was just amazed. And it's the, as I say, the first, one of the first times that we said, well, this is really cool, we're here, isn't the weather great? Then it happened again, and it happened in another cruise, so that's, I'm just not putting it in order. But this was, I think, 2 years ago when we decided to do the Alaska cruise yet again. And we cruised up there, and we were in a strait where it's almost always overcast and dreary and little rain. People had their rain gear ready, and it totally cleared up. And I have pictures of this on the web. And again, the captain of the cruise liner came on and said, "Well, I hope you're enjoying this, because I haven't even seen this before." And it was just crystal clear. The workers on the ship were invited, the ones who, you know, spend time in the cooking food the whole time, were invited to come out and take a look, because they had never seen it this way before. And we thought, well, isn't this cool? Because here we are yet again with a Cryon excursion and the weather is cooperating. Well, it just continued, but it continued in now it's strange. We're in Ireland, and we're approaching the Cliffs of Moher. Now, this is just a iconic Ireland place where you're going to want to see some of the most stellar landscape and crashing waves and rocks and all of this. And it was completely socked in. And it, not only was it overcast, there was really thick fog, and it was raining, which is very typical for Ireland. And we thought, well, you know, we'll get out if we can of the bus, and we'll see what we can see. And it's nice to be here. We'll feel the energy. And so we cruise up, we get out of the bus and go into the bathroom stop. And then there's this commotion, and we can hear it from the other tourists as well. Something was happening outside. And so people were racing outside, because suddenly the overcast was gone. It stopped raining, and it was clear. And so we ran out, and we took our pictures, and we had a great time. And then it closed in again, and we hopped back on the bus and went away. It was almost like, you know, it knew we were coming. And then I'll never forget the bus driver, whose name was Mike, I believe, and the bus company was called a paddy wagon. These are things you don't forget. And he turns to me, because he'd, you know, done this many, many times, and he hadn't seen this radical of a change ever. And I'll never forget, he turned to me, eyeball to eyeball, and says, "Do you know the lottery numbers?" And it made a pretty good impression on the man. So we had that one. And then there was, you know, we keep going, and there are more. Oh, just recently, this year, we went to England, and some of you know this. We were in Bath and Glastonbury, and we got sunburned. And this is in England, so if you know the UK, the sun does not normally come out, and it did. And people were saying, "Well, we haven't seen this before." I think the most dramatic was, though, and so many of you will know this, was in New Zealand, because we were there, I think it was 2 years ago. And there are two or three famous places in New Zealand known for weather, where it simply rains almost all the time. And there's perhaps only a few days where it's ever clear. One of them is called Milford Sound. It receives 12 meters of rain per year. It's just always raining. We showed up for a cruise, and the clouds parted, and the sun came out. We've got the most astonishing pictures of Milford Sound. We understand that photographers will come and wait months for the kinds of pictures that we had just arriving by ourselves. And the same thing happened with Mount Cook. There's a resort at Mount Cook we actually stayed in, and it's notorious for, well, don't expect to see the mountain, because it never shows itself. And we went out for a channel in the grass, and the clouds opened up, and it showed itself. So these are things that we now are getting used to. And I didn't say anything, but I wondered what would happen here in Tasmania today. So we are on the river, we're on the harbor, and it's known for the weather, for ferocious winds, for rain. And again, here we are with a beautiful sunny day, and again, the captain says, "Boy, are you lucky." And it's just astonishing how the clouds seem to part, the sun comes out, and then we're done. We get rain again, or the clouds come again. So I'm giving you all of this because I know the channel is going to address a little bit of it. This is the first time, for those who would be listening here, other than the bus, it's the first time we have ever attempted to do a channeling on a moving vehicle with everyone having the earbuds to listen to. And we did it once before, as I said, on an airliner, a charter. So let's just get into a meditative mode here. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We head for the middle of Tasmania on a bus headed for a place called Cradle Mountain. And I want to take this opportunity to give you some information we've never given before. It's powerful, and it's very controversial. The controversy is because this will not sit well necessarily with those listening, with those light workers, perhaps, and old souls who for years have been changing the weather. And that's what I want to talk about. It's so interesting, the consciousness energy of humanity. It is something, dear ones, we've spoken of so many times. Science is starting to show you that consciousness actually is measurable, that consciousness may very well have energy, energy that may actually work with physics. Because of that, it's easy for the light worker to say, well, my consciousness today is going to do this or that. And we have taught that for years. In fact, we talk about your consciousness working with your cellular structure. We have spoken about your consciousness even working with the aging of a human being, that the processes within the body can be changed with consciousness. Literally, the time clock can be altered. We've talked to you about speaking to the diseases in your body, which also are alive, and having a consciousness that would alter the path of your life. We've talked about consciousness changing reality. And then there is the weather. Question. Cryon, can a light worker, can an old soul, either alone or with others, actually physically change the weather where they are? The answer is not as straightforward as you'd like. Kind of, sort of, not really. And in order for me to explain this, I have to tell you that consciousness of the desire of a weather change for whatever reason, for pleasure, for emergency, is palpable. But dear ones, alone or even in a group, you cannot physically change the weather. Now stay with me for this, because now I'll explain it better. The weather, dear ones, is a Gaia system, and it's a balanced system. The weather over one place is not isolated and alone. If you have a high pressure zone over one place giving you one kind of weather, you can count on a low pressure zone balancing it somewhere else. The entire Earth's weather system is a balanced system of pluses and minuses. And so if you say, well, I'm going to change the weather where I am, you also realize you're saying, and also where I'm not, the weather will change. This is not up to one human being. In fact, it's not even up to a group. And so what is it that happens when you seem to change the weather, as my partner has talked about even this very day? Indeed, the weather has changed over and over where light workers have been, where you've gathered together and we've channeled. It's happening even now, even today. So let me digress. In the Northern Hemisphere especially, there are indigenous that are known for rain dances. And the oral history of their area will tell you that they've had to do rain dances repeatedly, and they have been successful. In fact, the elders who are wise will go on record and say, yes, many times we have needed to change the weather for our survival. And many times we've had the requests, we've had that which is the dances, and have been honored with the changes of weather. And if you question that elder even more and say, well, what is the energy involved here? What are you really doing? He will be very careful and say, this dance is a dance between humans and Gaia. It is not a command. It is not a consciousness that changes the weather. The elder will tell you there has to be a confluence of agreement. And when Gaia and the humans come to a consciousness agreement, the weather shifts. And it often shifts very, very quickly. And that is what I'm going to tell you occurs. Gaia actually is a cooperative, a partner, would see the sense in having the weather shift. If it is not appropriate because it would cause harm in another way, you will not get the shift. But in almost every single instance that we have been out with excursions with other humans in other places, the changes were for the good. They did nothing in any other areas. So it becomes not a request, but a cooperation or a partnership between the consciousness of Gaia and the ones in the group. When there are those praying for weather, when there are groups giving intent for weather, this is always the case. There has to be a confluence of energy between Gaia and the humans for it to work. It's almost like you had another personality sitting in front of you, and you were discussing the possibilities of having something change that only the partner could change. And so this may offend some who have believed that forever their thoughts alone have changed the weather. It is a cooperation. And so this may lead you to still another layer of truth. You are allied with the planet, allied so much that together you would change the weather. It also gives hope for those who would grow things, for their alliance is a good one too. In fact, there are those who grow things better than others. Have you ever wondered how that worked? You might have somebody with what you call a green thumb, and you will say, well, why could they grow something and someone else could not? And the answer is, they have a better communication with Gaia. It's true. Whether it's the dirt of the earth or whether it's the consciousness of Gaia, they understand. And things then will grow better. These are the things we have been telling you for years. And the difference between then and now is that you are getting closer to core truths. You're getting closer to intuitions on how to make these things work better for you. To have consciousness that will actually change the reality where you walk. That's the message for today. To know that the group changed the weather with cooperation and intent with that beautiful partner called Gaia. I hope you enjoyed it. Expect it again. And so it is.